Blog Talk Radio.
Come take a magical journey to the dawn of a new era. Unveil the mysteries behind the curtain with empathic healer Dawn Thompson.
All right, here we go. I am getting the switchboard running here at Miggy Garcia, trying to get Dawn on here. She should be on here in about 2 seconds. There she is, I think. Hello, Dawn.
Hi, how's it going, everybody?
Hey.
Can you hear me?
We can hear you. I can hear you.
Awesome. That intro gets me every time. Note the belly dancer. I'm like, I'm ready. I'm ready for a great show. I've missed us talking and chit-chatting. And finally, mm-hmm. as everyone else, I feel reborn because it's freaking actually
awesome.
Warm and everything's growing and alive. Yeah. How's my co-host feeling today?
Pretty good there. I was under the gun there trying to get the show going. I don't know. My computer's just been acting a little bit strange the last couple of days. But
oh,
I had
really?
20 seconds to spare, and we're on. I guess that's how it goes sometimes.
Oh. Yeah, there's definitely been some extended Mercury retrograde in my life as well. I was like, wait, mm-hmm. what did you say that? What date was that? So I actually wrote down all the dates to my May events, so which I don't have as many as I thought I did, which is okay. I'm ready to balance out work with play, because when it's warm, I mean, I don't want to work too hard.
Right.
Though I find my work is very playful. So what I found the last month was I was like, wait, I'm just working because I enjoy my work so much, and I still need to do stuff that's just play and has nothing to do with, you know, quote unquote, you know, work, where you're free, where there's no schedule, where it's just like, you know, just being.
Absolutely.
So I wanted to let everyone know who's tuned in that one of my dear friends and co-creators is going to be on today. Her name's Carrie Griffith. She is a Wild Woman Project circle leader. I've been to her circles, and they are magical and amazing. She's also the founder of the Sacred Geo Experience, which was, and I know I told Iggy this, the best weekend of my life. Like, I've had some really good weekends. That was, I got stung by a bunch of bees, and it was still the best weekend of my life. It was not the Sacred Geo's fault. It was just the atmosphere, the, you know, the balance of yoga, the sacred land, the Thich Nhat Hanh mindfulness walk, the teepee. I mean, all of it together, the catered food, the community. I got a massage, you know, outdoors. It was just really a great experience. And so I'm looking forward to doing that. And I'm looking forward to doing some more projects with Ms. Carrie Griffith. We actually decided to schedule a couple collaborative retreats together that'll be right in the smack dab center of Ohio, Centerburg, Ohio. So that'll be this summer. We'll talk about that later, though. I just wanted to let everyone know, you know, after our guided meditation, after these sirens calm down and we do a guided meditation, that, you know, we'll get her on here. She's got some fun stuff to teach us about the moon, which is always fun. I know I've learned some about the moon, but she's kind of a mystery to me. All right, so I think they're done there. I've pulled some cards. When I say done there, I'm talking about I live right next to the sirens, the like practice Wednesday sirens. So sorry, everyone, if that was bothering you, but it's done now. And I've pulled three of our needs cards for the month. And, you know, the format seems to be, but it's totally flexible. We're going to be super flexible, especially three of us. Chitty chatting, though I know Iggy and I have had people on, you know, guests on here before, so just flow great. we're going to do a guided meditation. We're going to bring on Carrie. We're going to do our reading and kind of the energy for the month of May. So there's lots of different people that do astrology. They follow the moon or they, you know, are psychics. And I just like to kind of pull my own version of it, you know, to see what comes up. And it looks like right in the smack dab, which makes me smile, of our things that we're really craving for the month, anyone that might be listening, is friendship, which makes sense to me because I've been kind of isolating over the winter and doing some deep internal work, channeling and creating all these workshops, play shops, and also raising a tiny puppy. So I'm ready for, which she is friendship, but I'm ready to connect with people at festivals and, you know, parks. And we also have, it looks like, a need for compassion and empathy. So, you know, that seems to be no matter what, and I'm sure Iggy can probably concur with this, that that's the correct word, that there's, it seems like, I remember going to one of Astor circles and him saying, it's not about what I do at a group or a gathering or an event or anything. People want to be seen. They want deep connection. They want friendship and compassion. And so that seems to be coming up a lot, is that people just want empathy, compassion. I know from what I've learned in the MVC world, you know, giving people space just to tell their story and feel is really important. Mm-hmm. So maybe you could do that for a friend this, or ask for it from a friend. Sometimes I've had to ask friends, like, I don't want you to fix this or compare it. I just need you to deeply listen. And so maybe you need to ask for that, or you can give it.
I agree.
Mm-hmm. And the third and final card that wanted to come out for the needs is kind of fun, and it's been a brewing in my life, is learning and growth. So I had a friend of mine tell me the other day, he's like, Dawn, sometimes in this particular field, you know, just because I've been studying metaphysics and different things for so long, he's like, you can kind of be a know-it-all. And I'm like, I know. I was like, but I don't go to like a graphic design class or a scientific class or a gardening group and claim to know it all. I don't think I do. I just do know a lot and I get excited about it. He's like, can you return? I was like, you're right. I do. He said, can you,
no,
return
you don't,
like a child?
Who's this guy? Who's this guy, Don?
Oh, really? You disagree. You disagree.
I disagree with that. You're not a know it all. You know what you know and you share what you share.
And I'm always open to learn and grow.
We're always learning. How's he going to learn if he doesn't listen? He's too busy telling you what you know.
Well, he is kind of a magician. What is that? An Egyptian magician.
Yeah, I like that word. I'm a magician. You made a new word. I'm a magician. Oh, God. I love this show. You better like trademark that. I'm a magician.
Egyptians, watch out for them because they'll get in your mind. You know, I take what I need and leave the rest. I don't. So maybe this month we'll learn about being more about a magician. Spirit has spoken. I do, before the show, always tap in and say, so, you know, great spirit, what would you like to, you know, what would you like me to channel? What would you, you know, what would you like to be the focus of the gypsy wagon? And, you know, having the new puppy, you know, he's kind of distracting. So I'm like, here, take this bone. I'm trying to meditate and listen to spirit. But then this card blew off my altar, and it's the puma. The puma, like the jaguar and the leopard, represents powerful magic. So there's that magician again. It also symbolizes an awakening of energies and desires that can lead to healing and fulfillment. I'll take that. Yes, please.
That's some jaguar medicine.
So, Yes, it literally flew. Like, it like floated and twisted in the wind and then blew right in the center of the room. And I'm like, oh, thank you. I don't even have to use my intuition for that. Symbology, power, desire, healing. And I mean, I'll be honest, I've noticed that, you know, I have such primal instinctual energy and desires that I find myself kind of repressing them because I don't always have outlets for them. So this brings me hope. And I think that's a lot of people, you know, that there's a lot of repression because we're awakening. I mean, the Earth's energies are, she's shifting, we're shifting at such a rapid rate. We're changing consciousness that it would make sense that, you know, those more primal power, desire, and healing. And something interesting about that card is that the power word really strikes me. And the reason why it strikes me is because it comes up in a lot of sessions with clients and what spirit whispers to me is that in the past, so past lives or past stories, so maybe this is something new to learn, is what power truly is. What happens if we step into full self-acceptance, full self-love? Well, that's our power. That is our power. If we learn to love our desires, even though maybe religion or grandparents or someone said, ooh, desires are bad, go out and martyr and do for others, but, you know, just push down your needs. And so I'm really glad the Puma, the Jaguar is here to help us relearn that, you know, what our empowerment is really about. So with that, let's go straight into the meditation because I would like to go into our bodies somatically and kind of check in with our power centers. So if you're in a space where you can do it, go ahead and close your eyes and maybe get a sense of relaxation in your body. Notice your scalp. Notice where your scalp is tight. A lot of times when we've had stress or trauma or we've been through a lot of change, our scalp doesn't move. So maybe even take a hand up to the top of your head and kind of push and wiggle. Is your scalp moving? Does it have any flexibility? Is it tight? Just noticing that. And then bring your hand down to relaxing position. If it feels comfortable with palms open to receive empowerment, this kind of energy, desire, healing, it takes a level of receiving. And as the spring comes in on this half of the planet, we have to open up again, like the little flowers. We're opening up our blossoms. We're opening up our coats, our shells, to growth, to friendship. And first and foremost, self-compassion, self-empathy, even if we aren't our perfect selves. And there's a power and a juiciness in being in who you truly are in the moment. Not what you think you should be, not what you want to be. And if you can do this for yourself, you'll naturally do it for others. So flip it and reverse it. Don't try to give something to others that you're not giving to yourself. Bring it in. And get a felt sense of your lungs today, bringing in life force energy to your power center. So power center, you've heard a couple different things, whatever resonates to you, but I like the diet right below the diaphragm, between the belly button and the diaphragm. Go into that space, say hello, and see how it's showing up today. Do you get a color? Do you get a sensation? Can you visualize the golden sun, the golden rays going into your power center? And what we're going to ask is these golden rays coming in to illuminate any shadow, any dark spots around our power center, front, sides, and back. Any kind of illusions as to how power can harm,
others, how if we're powerful, if we love ourselves, that it's conceited or it's ego. Maybe it's just confidence. Finding your personal balance of that. For ego truly is, it's fake. It's a mask of confidence. We're looking to illuminate true empowerment and self-esteem. So breathe that in, and maybe you can envision a disc starting to spin counterclockwise, this golden disc right below the diaphragm. It's locking in and activating all this power. It's illuminating your desires. It's creating a force field of healing, alchemy, and transmutation. A grid for your body, clearing out any blocks to connection, to growing, to learning, any old stories around compassion. And that disc starts to slow down, infuse and integrate in with the solar plexus. And will naturally, through the next 24 hours, just spread like sweet butter, sweet golden butter, throughout your whole body, into each cell, membrane. And we'll take another breath and come back into the room if you've went deep. Noticing the sound of the birds outside, or if you're in an office, the sounds, feeling the air on your skin. Regulated breath, calmer mind, coming back into the room. And we're going to get Miss Carrie Griffith, Mrs. Carrie Griffith, the High Priestess, co-creator, founder, moon, carry me to the moon lover. We're going to get her on air. So hang in with us one moment while we get her on the show.
All right. Hey, before I wanted to ask you, do you know what number she's calling from?
Give me one moment. I know it's a 614 number.
Switchboard. Okay. I'm going to go to commercial and I'll be right back. And
you are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com, your free online resource for achieving self-discovery and inspiration. With Insights Radio is a listener-supported radio station, and your donations are greatly appreciated. We cover a variety of topics, interviews surrounding the metaphysical and holistic and natural medicine, alternative healing modalities, and much more. Thank you for tuning in to WithInsightsRadio.com. You are listening to
Estás escuchando el Gypsy Wagon on Block Talk Radio with Insights Radio. Yo soy Ignacio García, estoy con Don Thompson. Estamos hablando hoy día y estamos completando con las cosas que necesitamos en este mundo. Regresamos al show con Don Thompson.
Hola. Did we get Carrie on? Did we carry her
I'm
to
here.
The earth back to? Can you hear me?
She's on. She's
okay.
On.
Okay. I'm here. Oh my gosh, Don, I did not want to come back to the room from that meditation. That was gorgeous. So I wanted to stay there. Hi, Iggy. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you?
Good. I'm good. I'm sitting in a beautiful park right now in Lancaster, southern Ohio.
And I'm just observing all of the buds. So when you're talking about the expansion and growth, I'm literally watching it before my eyes right now. So it's good to be here.
It's good to be here.
It's good to be here.
Well, we pulled the learning and growth card, so we are excited and pumped to learn more about the Wild Woman Circle and the moon and all these wonderful gifts that you provide for the community.
Oh, well, thank you. And by the way, your description of Sacred Geo was just a beautiful reflection, and it's always nice to hear, you know, how the experience is for everybody that comes and attends. And of course, it's different for everybody too. So thank you for that.
You're welcome.
So I don't know, diving in. I mean, here's the basics. Is I find a lot of people are really curious about how the moon phases affect. Truth is that, like you said, it's still a mystery, and it just all depends on you. So I think one of the things that I always encourage my friends to do is just almost, you know, note what the phase of the moon is, and note your own emotions or feelings or energy levels. And what I also have found for myself in particular is that sometimes I have a lot of energy streaming through and a lot of creative juice streaming through around the time of the full moon. And then there's some full moons where I'm just completely wiped out and I want to introvert and crawl in a hole. So I don't think you can just blanketly say, okay, here's what you should expect and here's how, you know, because it does change. And so I think that's one thing to just be mindful of. The one thing that I will say about the Wild Women Project is that we always gather around the time of the new moon. And the reason for that is so that we can go inward. So if we look at how the phase of the moon cycles, she's at her fullness in the full. She wanes into a new moon, into what would be a disappearing or, in, you know, a closing in, and then waxes back into her fullness. So at that time of the new moon, it's almost like we're showing our, like, an honor or in tribute to the collective experience. Like, let's all go inward, similar to the moon, right? So when people say, why a new moon circle? And then that's the reason. It's like, she's going inward, let's go inward too. So I am honored to hold the seat. And I know I say this to you a lot, Dawn, but I am honored to hold the seat as the circle leader. There are, and I don't have the exact count now, but I know that we're multiplying in force, which is fantastic. I know Chris Maddox is the founder of the Wild Woman Project, and you can find that just by a simple Google and learn more about the project itself and what we represent. But I know they kicked off a new training session this spring, just recently. I think she holds them in the spring and the fall, and I'm bringing this up because if this resonates with any of your listeners or if anybody's hearing this and saying, well, I want to learn more, and that's basically how I found it, was through a girlfriend of mine pointing it out. And it's really just potent work, bringing women and together into a space where we can talk. And as you were saying, listen to each other. We all just want to be heard. And I think that's one of my favorite aspects of holding circle, is just the chance for each circler to speak. And you don't have to speak, of course, but inevitably, everybody has something they just need to share or get off their chest or, you know, expand on. And when we have a collective theme that we discuss each and every month, it just brings the expansion of the work into such a realm where you're like, wow, these women are circling all over the United States and all over the UK and Australia and all over the world in sync, in the same ideas and concepts, and we're all hearing each other. And, you know, you and I always laugh. We gain so much from just listening to other women, right? Like,
totally.
I
designed my entire anxiety workshop around one circle. When it went around and, like, 40 women were like, I'm struggling with anxiety. I'm like, whoa.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I've been so inspired by each circle is so different.
It is so different. Yeah. You're right. And this particular
you know, we're kind of finishing up the year, we're in spring and we'll go into the end of August, in this theme of in the flesh. And so what has, and basically that means, how do we feel? What is it like to be in existence on planet Earth right now in 2018, feeling in ourselves as opposed to worrying about how we look, what other people think of us, you know? And that's been such a paradigm shift for many women, to actually like, wow, this is what I'm listening to when I take the time. What are my hips telling me? What are my shoulders? What are, you know, we're literally breaking down the physical body each month and grasping what we have to offer. So for ourselves. So it's, I don't know, Dawn, I just love it. I feel blessed. It's such a great, creative expression for me. The ability to bring all the components of an altar and music and just tapping into the senses. What do we want to, you know, usually it's chocolate, as you know, but what do we want to taste while we're gathering? What are we listening to? What are we feeling? How are we feeling? And so that bringing that is that together is such an expression for me. And I just loved it. I didn't really know that that's what my creative sourcing was, you know, until I started doing it. So.
What I love about it is it creates such a cool hive to like the hive, like it's such a simplistic structure, like that it's accessible to anyone because it's not like advanced mysticism by any means. It's like, it's, you still learn, but it's accessible to any religion, any culture. Like I remember the first festival, I met some women who were circle leaders in South America and, so they're all over the world, and that's what I like. It's like sometimes, like especially with like shamanism things or different high priestess thing, you know, witchy type of things, like that can kind of turn people off. But somehow, you know, and I read Chris Maddox's part of her bio, it just flowed through her, and it was just, it's such a cosmic way for so many people to get, you know, inspired and get community and learning and help. I'm just in awe of it. I'm like, what a cool design. Design's the word I'm looking for. Structure and design. Yeah. It was really,
yes. Well, you're right. All those points are so true. It is, it's like there's no discrimination in any sorts. It's just come, experience it, see if it's for you, you know, and we really do pull in such a spectacular group of women, and all of which have so many great gifts and talents too. So in a way you know, you find yourself like, wait, tell me more about what you're doing and what you're, you know, so we have a huge source of really amazing, talented, creative, and just powerhouse women that show up every month. So it's good. It's really good
to do the training. I'm like, come on, girl. I mean, a lot of small town, I feel like small town America, my sister's so back at small town. I'm like, get this going and get connected to women. You know, she's like, I'm lonely and there's no one. I'm like, this is one of many solutions. It's such a powerful one for real. And what moon cycle are we in? Are we in the Venus? Is that correct? Or we had the new moon. I know we just had the full moon in Scorpio, but we're in a new moon and it was Aries, right?
Right. So we're still in Aries. We were just discussing this too, or I was listening to Chris discuss this in a video, that it is, it's just the way that the cycle has shifted. We have the archetype, or the, you know, we kind of base it around the astrological archetypes, which happen to be falling right now towards the very end, right? So we come out of Aries, just as we're coming out of Aries, we discuss the Aries archetype. So in a way, you're kind of, you know, we're celebrating that, we're honoring those particular attributes, but then we quickly shifted it into a, you know, a Taurus season, right? So so the embodiment of those archetypes should still carry through. And we always say about 28 and a half days, 29 days is the moon cycle. So you have that length of time. We call it a moon, right? You have your moon length of time to really hone in on one particular intention or goal, something that you desire. Again, here we go with the desires. Like, what is the one thing that you can
work on for this particular month. And it's a beautiful length of time because it really gives you like, okay, I got a running start. I've got, you know, 4 weeks or three weekends or however you want to break it down to tap into this and not necessarily hold each other to it. But I always like to know, like, well, how did your intention go for last month? You know, what ended up transpiring from it, or what did you learn? And so we maybe sometimes talk about that. I'm always curious. And by all means, my circlers can, approach me anytime to have that discussion. But then, we're in Aries. I got a little sidetracked there. We're in Aries, and we talked about the core of the earth. So we kind of comparing our body, our physical body, to Mother Earth, right? So the core of the earth,
yes.
The core of our soul, our particular core has so much fire and heat and power, like the good power, right? That's where it can come from if we tap into that. So we focused on our intentions for that Aries archetype and that core desire. And then now what's coming up May 13th, Sunday. So in a couple weeks, we're going to be circling again, and it's at Tribe Yoga. Do you do show notes where you could post the link to get to Tribe, Dawn? Is that something that you could put on there?
I'm not for sure, but we'll check into it.
Okay, Iggy, get on it, buddy. I'm just kidding. Yeah, Tribe
right.
Yoga. That I just want to provide a link, and if not, you know, everybody can follow, you know, find me at Carrie Griffith, and I will share that information as well. But so where was I? I was talking about what's coming up, and so now we're moving into the Taurus, the new moon in Taurus, which starts technically May 15th through June 12th. So the circle is going to be just a couple days prior, which will get us all geared up and ready to go. So when that new moon hits, we can like, boom, start our intention. We're going to be talking about, I love this theme, it's the voices of Venus. So we're looking at the collective voices of women.
Ooh, and aren't you kind of combining it with the maiden too, so that we, or the mother too?
Mother,
like a mother's theme?
Yeah, well, it is a Mother's Day, yes. So what better way? I mean, again, we have to look back at what our ancestors, and you said something too that was so interesting, Dawn. You talked about how the desires, how our grandparents, right? Like they have seen mm-hmm. so much change. Our ancestors that are still living with us have seen so much change. And here now is this giant movement, right? This like huge movement of women who are like, ha ha, I could talk and they're listening to me. Oh my gosh, like this is amazing. And women are like, holy cow, she was just on TV and was able to speak her truth. Like this is amazing. So it's going to take time to transition into this, but I want to honor the mother. It's Mother's Day. I want to honor the women and our collective voices, just using our throat chakras and our neck and our, you know, just really tapping into that general area of our human body. Again, what does it feel like? What does it feel like to use your voice? So that's the preview of what's to come.
Ooh, I love previews.
Mm-hmm.
And
please
I love
come. If it
I
sounds
Taurus,
interesting,
so.
I was. You are a Taurus. Yeah. Well, we'll have a special like nod or salute to you then, right? You can share some wisdom of the Taurian archetype.
Spirit's definitely been telling me that this year is about stepping into my singing. So obviously, for some people that know me, you know, Spirit has been working with me through dance. So I've been doing the dancing and the Shakti shakedowns and just a lot of movement. And then now it's like voice. And I think back to the time mm-hmm. that Iggy and I were in ceremony in Peru and how I would come to and I would just be singing. And I remember also a couple times, well, like being out, where was it? I was going towards the Grand Canyon and there was this ancient Pueblo ruins. Of course, I got to pull over and check that out. And I had my brand new sacred rattle and I was initiating it all out west. And so I would rattle and sing. And I remember the moment where I went to the four corners of that land and I was shaking and singing and this voice came out and was birthed. And it was so, speaking of power, powerful. I remember my boyfriend at the time, I was
rattling and singing. And then I heard the voice come out of my throat. I'm like, where is this coming from? It was like a whole new thing in me unlocked. And my eyes got real big and I looked over at him. I'm like, oh my God, do you hear this coming through? And channel
That's
singing
awesome.
Is something that I want to get into more and utilize it some of my sessions. And, you know, there's the sound frequencies that can heal, but also that also makes me think of this, you know, I'm all about empowerment and that seems to be the theme for May as well. And when I was in my early 20s, I had this really like high-pitched little girl voice, and it was simply a survival mechanism that worked really well, but it was like, it wasn't too high-pitched, but it was like, yes, please. You know, it was like this way, it was subconscious manipulation to get what I want and, or to get my needs met or to stay meek and, you know, where I wasn't threatening. Basically, I was trying not to be threatening because I'd been through so much trauma. And through the, like, you know, I've done some things in some of our co-creations from the, somatic women's leadership program that I was in. And one of them was the ha breaths, which we got to do together. And I feel like from joining it, talking about the body, somatic body, you know, and what the theme has been in the Wild Women Project, connecting that power to your voice, because, you know, it's such a gift that I was able to find my voice, this voice, which speaks from deep in my belly, you know, where before it was stuck up in my throat. So I'll be interested to see if that kind of comes up during this cycle for some women, like how voice is attracted to power.
Oh, Dawn, you nailed it. And let me just back up and say a couple quick things. Number one, you have an amazing voice. I hear you sing, sister. I know that you can carry a tune. And you know what? And I've told you this before, Dawn Thompson, but you give me permission to sing, even though I can't carry a tune. I still sing right with you. I'm like, I don't care. She's singing, I'm going to sing. So, yes, thank you. You have to sing more. You've got the most beautiful voice. I think, like, my favorite, like, I repeat, watch them, are the videos that you post where you're singing, you know, Van Halen or something fun and sexy. And I'm just like, oh, my God, I just love her. So, yes, keep singing, girl. It's interesting. I notice when my throat tightens up and I'm like, what am I holding back from? I physically can feel it. And so then I'm like, okay. And I had a sister at Fest that called me straight out in a circle one time and was like, I see your block in your throat. And I was like, oh, she sees it, you know, but I could feel it. And so we did a really intense like meditation together and we're just, you know, really working on opening that third chakra and letting it out. And sometimes you have to just be able to speak in a very safe space with people who are going to love you and not judge you, and too sometimes, right? So,
yeah.
It's all good
Most
work, though.
Definitely. And I've had to speak my truth while very vulnerably with my voice shaking. You know, I think the breakthroughs for me was about not so much how my voice sounded. That was an after effect, but it was like speaking what I needed to say on taking down those masks, even if it was scary as shit, as if these people might reject me, depending on what I say, you know, or laugh at me, but I had to speak it. And so I've spoken, you know, or set boundaries. Like I remember having a abusive boss and I needed to leave. And instead of running, I was like, this was early 20s as well. I had a guide at the time. I've always had teachers. That's, you know, I feel like great teachers have teachers. So, you know, and she was like, you need to use you need to do it. Don't just leave. Just tell him. And I mean, I was shaking and trembling, but I told him, you know, this hasn't been okay. I will not be treated this way and leave. Of course, it didn't sound like that. I can speak like that now. But at the time I was like, I can't,
shaky.
I'm not saying, you know, but I did it anyway.
Yeah.
And that's,
right.
Courage is not being afraid. It's being afraid and doing it anyways. And that's a powerful, practice. At least it has been for me.
Yeah. I see it with my little. She tears up very quickly when she has to speak, when she has to defend or, mm-hmm. you know, say what's on her mind or show her frustration mm-hmm. and anger. And, you know, that, you know, our society's always been like, no, don't cry, you know. And so
I know, I hate that.
I hate it. And so I'm trying to help her with being able to speak while she's emotional or just be emotional and then speak so that there's not a comment, you know, and I don't. So if anybody has any suggestions on this, it's like, I don't want to steer her wrong, but it's hard to like coach, you know, when I don't necessarily have the answer for it. So that's,
I'm curious what are you looking for? So she'll speak while upset and it doesn't get through, or you want her to speak clearly after she purges her emotions?
Well, you know, I don't want to diminish the tears, right? So I don't ever want to tell her she shouldn't cry. Yet I also want to be able to coach her to like stand your ground, say what's bothering you, you know? And so it's two different directives, you know, it's hard for me to know necessarily which one to push. Like, it's okay, coddle, you're okay, it's okay. Or speak your truth, girl. Why are you upset? What did, you know, did your big brother do something that made you mad, you know? And instead of crying, let's talk about it, you know? So that's the gray area that I'm in limbo of at times, you know?
Can I offer what I say? Because it's hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I can tell our daughters are different. My daughter holds, which drives me nuts, and then she'll explode. But even, especially when she was littler, it's different now. But when she's littler and she'd cry, I'd go, oh, we would have a welcome party for the tears. And it would make it go so much. Not that I'm trying to push the tears to make them go faster. I'd go, oh, look at those tears. Oh, you're cleansing and purifying. Oh, hello, tears. Here you come. Mm-hmm. And they didn't last long because she would be like, same with anger. Like when she'd get real frustrated, I'd be like, ooh, you got all this anger and you're mm-hmm. Let's stomp and then talk about the voice. So I can't say I'm the queen. I'm still open to suggestions too, because I'm the captain save a mom. I'm like, I've got a voice. Let me speak for you. So I still, I'm still looking to like how I can empower. I was talking to a fellow mother the other day, like, who has, you know, older teenagers. I'm like, so how do I empower her? Because I've done it all for her, because, you know, I was so poorly treated. I wanted to make sure I stood up for her. But now her voice, you know, is like, how do I get her to, you know, say this isn't okay with me? I guess example is the best way. I mean, that's what I'm doing, mm-hmm. is setting the mm-hmm. example. And she sees how I talk to other people. So I'm sure she'll do when she's older. I don't know. Nature versus nurture. Iggy, you have like grandkids, so you probably know. Mm-hmm. You probably have some insights on this topic.
Yeah, that would take too long to cover. My kids are older.
You're like the.
No, but I will
but
say
like
something
Markel,
though.
She speaks her truth.
Yeah, I'm a little jealous. I hear your little stories and all the things you're doing. With, you know, the women are empowered and doing stuff. And it's like, man, what? Guys are boring.
Oh,
I'm thinking
no,
about
that's
thinking
not
about,
true.
You know,
words,
I'm sitting here
Iggy
going,
Garcia.
They got amazing stuff going on. And I'm thinking, how do I get a bunch of guys together to do stuff kind of like that or similar to that without thinking they have to open up a can of beer?
Yeah.
How do you?
You know
that's
what?
A
that,
great
let's table this, because honestly, Iggy, I am learning so much. I think I'm engulfed right now in the whole masculine power, the mass, you know, the divine masculine, because what I have gained in insight so far has completely blown my mind on how mm-hmm. I am as a female to the masculine and the divine male. So I would love, like, we need a whole show topic on that topic.
Yeah, absolutely.
Alone, because I hear you, and I think that there are men who are like, whoa, what is going on? These women they're doing it. They're doing this stuff and they're making it happen. And look at this and look at that. And now, but what do we do? And are the males diminishing their power now because of it? Something to think
like
about.
Said,
so
that's a whole topic and whole show. Maybe we'll bring you on my show.
We've talked about it a couple for a couple of years now. If I mention girl stuff, he's like, hey, are men welcome too? He's a very, from my perception,
yeah,
he's been a very like co-creative, like I want all the gender. But I could see where in the ancient times past, you know, men would go out and hunt together, or they have their sacred time and then they come together. We would all come together as a community as well. So I get the value of both. Like I do crave as well what could be our connection as men and women, you know, as a, I guess Shots
yes.
and Shakedown's doing that, to be honest.
Yeah.
Like, I'm amazed by the men showing up and being vulnerable and moving their bodies in organic, playful ways. So that's like the first example I've seen. I've also, you know, of course, through social media, seen men's groups, but I don't know what they're doing. I don't know for sure what they're doing. So I'll listen to your guys' show.
Well, I think, you know, I would love to talk to you, Iggy. I think it's a matter of figuring out what it is that the men are craving and wanting too. And by the way, I do love watching these men at Shakti Shakedown. I love watching the videos that are posted, since I'm usually at home in my comfort jammies and nighttime, but to see these men out there dancing. And, you know, I was out dancing the other night with some of our girlfriends, Dawn, and it was so refreshing to like not feel threatened. It was like there's a good space that I think men are also allowing women to just dance and have their time too, and not feel that there needs to be connection, physical connection to each other. So that was a kind of a new experience for me.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Checking in on the time here. It looks like we got about 12 minutes. So I just pulled about 4 cards for the monthly reading. So let's see. Of course, I shuffled it, placed the deck. This is my Urban Shaman deck, which I'm working on, you know, getting the book edited for, and then we're going to work together on getting the artwork done for it. But it is, I shuffled it, put it in a pile, shuffled it, put it in a pile, and every time dance was on top. So, ha, ha, ha. When, and so not only do I have, I think it's a private closed event on Sunday, but I have like a witchy goddess dance by the fire circle, but I also have Shakti Shakedown in Dayton, Ohio, co-creating with Miss Abby. She's going to do yoga, and that's at Legato in Dayton. That's a coffee house. I'm really excited to check that out. But anyways, the point of that was is that moving, as I stepped back, so I've been doing it for over a year now, Shakti Shakedown, and as I've stepped back this last one and noticed people in their freedom, in their playfulness, in the moment, I also noticed that, because I've been very curious about, you know, there's always a shadow side to stuff. So like the Shakti Shakedown, there's a part of me, you know, there's a, and no one's really said anything. There's been a couple people that are like, you're not a DJ. Like, you don't have records. Da, 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 da. So, like, I'm always, you know, afraid of being judged or afraid of not being enough. That's, like, a part of my shadow side, which I verbalize and put out because I really want to cradle it and say, oh, I hear you. And there's this, this, and this, too. So part of it is, and I just watched this special or this interview, Regina on Open Minds interviewed Lee Harris. I don't know if you guys know him, but he's so cool. He's a total star being far, far away. Channeler, and he travels around the world lecturing, and I really resonate with him. He's an indigo, and he was talking about, and I had this in the back of my head, but it made sense to me when he was saying it, that we have this unified field. So if something happens to, you know, so say something happens to someone in your family or a close friend, and it's very shocking and it's very intense, you actually get affected by that too. So, you know, I've always heard about codependency and I shouldn't feel other people's feelings. But the fact is that we're in this unified field. We're in it together. So, you know, and the way that correlates to the dance, and what's a special and different about Shakti Shakedown is that, and Abby has this frequency too, is that I host this space, this frequency, that it gets people out of their mind and into their body and into that playfulness. And that is the focus of the month, is the pleasure of the senses. The cards are saying heart medicine, how you're speaking to yourself. So that's kind of going back to the MVC deck of the compassion and empathy. Kind of noticing as your power. So we talked about at the beginning of the show about power and desire and how we sometimes repress that because it's not just like the emotion piece we were talking about, that sometimes that's not condoned in our society, or people don't really, you know, support power and desire. Specifically the shadow side around that. So we kind of worked on the meditation around the light side and self-empowerment is security. So start to notice when you're getting overheated, when you're getting over fearful. I know a lot of people are talking about anxiety right now. And I just had this super huge journey with it. So like I had it in the beginning of my life, haven't had it since 19 years later, it comes back, right? And what it looks like the card is saying the focus for this month is around security. So finding a sense of safety in your body, finding this sense of grounding, so perhaps earthing, but most specifically watching what's going on in your head, watching what's going on in your head around security. I should do this extra project. I should take this job. I should probably, you know, date this person or not date this person. Like whatever it is, be really noticing. Your keyword is should. As always, because the security piece is imperative to getting to the next level. Like if you're still in that old dynamic of power based upon security rather than pleasure, that's something to just start noticing, transmuting, recycling. Whenever I say should out loud, I try to soften it into a could. Well, I could have, and I didn't. Meditation and sound are really big. So we talked about sound. Sound goes along with dancing, movement. Spirit's saying part of the dance piece is that when we dance, we invoke hope and like playfulness, also hope. And we're celebrating. And not only that, we're also clearing out our lymph nodes. Like if you're a jogger, you're on the elliptical, or, you know, if you tend to do the same yoga poses. I mean, yoga is a little different. It pretty much clears out the lymph nodes. But dancing tends to move your body in such a way that you're putting your arms and your legs and you're bending in ways you don't normally do. And so Spirit's showing me clearing out some of the old stagnant debris in your body, specifically in the lymph nodes. Someone out there needs to hear something about their adrenals. There's a couple people listening that have really burnt out adrenals. They're drinking coffee all day and they can't fully wake up. You've got to take care of those adrenals. So there's certain mushrooms that you can take through tincture or tea. You can Google adrenal support. Adaptogens are really great for the adrenals. But there's at least a few people listening that really burnt them out, and you want to have energy, right, for the spring and summer. So really care for those. I like to switch to tea, you know, and yeah, you might be a little bit more tired at first and not get that kick of energy from coffee, but a couple of you need to clean that out. And then you can go back to a little bit of coffee in the morning, but don't, this all-day coffee thing is not good for some of your adrenals. And then the last piece that's popping up for the month, right next to sound, is meditation. So perhaps if you get like a sound meditation popping up on your Facebook or your meetup group, and it's really calling to you, I suggest that. A couple of people out there I'm hearing listening to flute music. So flute is something that can transport you while you meditate to it, or just put it in the background while you're cleaning. But yeah, put a little focus around less structurized exercise and more dance, and then the meditation. I have two opportunities this month to dance the Shakti Shakedown. There's plenty. I mean, if you're shy, just turn on some music and throw up the windows and do it in your house. It's fine. But I will have one in Columbus, Ohio, May 17th, and then I have the one this Friday. And you can get all that information on the Dawn of the New Era page. And then I also want to kind of plug because I have a few openings for each, for the Salt Cave Meditations.
This month I'm doing the Into the Heart journey, May 14th, and then May 22nd, an anxiety workshop. So that one's been really popular. We go through hand mudras, breaths, supplements, and most importantly, we connect in a circle because that really helps alleviate anxiety. The Into the Heart is a sacred journey that channeled through me about the shifting times of the planet. You know, the Earth, she has her heartbeat. It goes through and clears out old grief, old ego stuff, and then you kind of step into your higher self by the time we get through the heart journey. So that's the reading. These are the offerings. Do you guys have any offerings you want to share for the month if people are really resonating with our medicine? I know, Carrie, you mentioned the circle. Do you have anything else
going
on?
Yeah, my circle. I mean, first of all, your lineup sounds fantastic. So definitely need to hit up one of those salt cave meditations with you soon. I think the Into the Heart is calling me. So the day before the Into the Heart, that's May 13th, Sunday, May 13th. It's from 4:30 to 6:30 at Tribe Yoga, which is right off of Bethel Road, and a lot of people get kind of turned around on how to find it. But if you follow Tribe Yoga on Instagram, my girl Tara Powers did the best video just to show you exactly where you pull in and where you can park.
To the vortex.
Vortex. Micro Center is going to be on your right, and then there's a pub on your left and a bubble tea. On your left is the bubble tea, and that right next to that is Tribe Yoga. So that's where we will be on Sunday, May 13th, 4:30 to 6:30. It's $15. You can register through MindBody or go to tribeyoga.com, 614, tribe614.com. Okay. So that's my May. And we're gearing up for September. So just to save the date at this point, September 21st through the 23rd, it is going to be an all-weekend retreat this year, which is different from the past. So I'm really, really excited about setting the container for an entire weekend because we're going to dive deep this year at Sacred Geo. And Dawn and I we've got some dates on the calendar too for Women's Retreat up in Centerburg, and those will be, more information is coming soon on that. But if you wanted to just sketch down your calendar, we have the June 22nd, 23rd, and July 27th, 28th. Good stuff, girl. We got lots going on. Okay, my turn's up. Iggy, your turn. I want to hear what you got.
Well, I got...
I've got like 10 things.
I've got a whole bunch of stuff. Let's see. I have a drumming coming up this weekend, Sunday, at Kohbacker House, 2 p.m. That's a grief drumming. That's for people who have had some type of loss. Loss could be anything. So that's open to the public. And so for those of you who want to do some drumming and release some energy and stuff, this is a good time. We also have May 15th. I'll be doing an urban shaman class at Innate Massage in Worthington, Ohio. It's my friend Tony De La Cruz's place. So those are the two things that, right now, that I'm doing. So everybody's welcome.
Awesome. Drumming is so transformative.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, on a side note, Iggy, I need to obtain a hand drum. And you came to mind as the person to help me with this. So I really would like to.
Yeah, I can lead you in the right directions.
That would be awesome. Hand drum, here I come.
Hand drum, here I come. I'm like, okay, should we all sing at the end here? So well, thanks, everybody, for listening. Thank you, Carrie, for joining. We have really cosmic, playful, Mom's Gone Wild type of vision happening, people. So you have not seen nothing yet. We've got an actual gypsy wagon, a brewing in the works, and we're ready to go out and have fun and be authentic and real.
Yeah.
And so stay
Come join us. Come
stay
play.
Tuned.
Yeah.
Yes. All right. Well, thank you, Iggy. We will see.
All right.
I will see you both soon, and we'll talk again on the show in June.
Awesome. Thanks, Iggy. Thanks, Don.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thanks.
You're welcome. And we'll see you next month.
Okay. Much love. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. You have been listening to the Gypsy Wagon Hour with Don of the New Era, Don Thompson. We hope you enjoyed the show today. It was an awesome time. We were with Carrie Griffith. She was sharing her insights about the work she does. And, of course, Dawn, like always, sharing her insights and her meditations with us and her readings. If you want to know more about Dawn Thompson, look up Dawn-Thompson.com, or you can find her on Facebook as Dawn of the New Era. All right, guys, see you later. Have a great day.